Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Mosul, Iraq. The military battle in northern Iraq to drive Islamic State out of Mosul is both political and prophetic. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will join me as we discuss more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Iraqi military forces going into and trying to liberate Mosul. This is an unbelievable activity that's unfolding there. We need to talk about that battle, all the players that are involved, and it looks like Islamic State's trying to escape, but instead, they're using these people as human shields, and they're becoming suicide bombers. They're saying this is part of the plan that Allah has for a worldwide caliphate. Your thoughts?
Well, that's right, and that has been their goal all along. And if anybody doesn't believe it, they should just listen to what they say. And they are taking the precepts of Islam and putting them into force. They are taking statements from the Muslim prophet and putting them into force here in their Islamic State. The Iraqi forces have made slow, gradual progress. Civilians are trying to flee. The Iraqis are trying to cut off the exit from Mosul so they can trap the Islamic State fighters inside the city. There were reports just yesterday, Jimmy, that the leader of the Islamic State has already left Mosul and addressed his followers from elsewhere. My guess is he's going to Raqqa in Syria, where the group will make its last stand. This battle is slow, but the president has said he will eradicate Mosul. His military leaders are coming up with a plan. Probably it's already on the president's desk because he asked them to give it to him within 30 days, and those 30 days have passed. And I don't expect the president of the United States to tell us what it is.
Yeah.
He said that very clearly. What I am not going to do is tell ISIS, in 4 months we're going to attack. In 3 months, we're going to attack, right? He said this publicly, and he is so right. Let them be very afraid. I think that's a good policy.
Ken Timmerman from Washington, D.C., with details behind the efforts to drive Islamic State out of Mosul. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Mosul has been the capital of the so-called Islamic State. Islamic State robbed the banks there and then sold on the black market oil from this oil-rich region to become the best-financed Islamic terror organization in the world. Now Iraq wants to rid Mosul of Islamic State. The Iranians and the Kurds have joined Iraq in this military operation. However, the big question is, who will control Mosul after the battle? Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 11 says that the spirit of the Medes will come to power in the last days. By the way, the Medes of the Medo-Persian Empire are the modern-day Kurds. The stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...